Welcome to the Kingdom Life Podcast, a teaching outreach of Andy Green Ministries. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we would ask that you please rate, review, and share it with others so it will be a blessing to them. Stay tuned after the episode for important updates and announcements from Andy Green Ministries. Now here's Andy with today's episode.
Hey guys, I just wanted to jump on here and wish everybody a happy Good Friday. You know, I know, you know, Jesus went through a lot for us back whenever he was crucified, and those times weren't necessarily so happy for him, but thank God, you know, Hebrews 12:1 tells us that it was for the joy that was set before him that he was able to finish his race or his course and to do what God has called him to do. And so I'm thankful that he saw you and I with enough joy that to know that what he was going to go through was worth it. There's something that I just wanted to bring up real quick. You know, today being Good Friday is the day that we recognize that Jesus was crucified. And, you know, one of the things that I really want to bring out is that before Jesus was crucified, you know, he was beaten tremendously. You know, there was a lot of damage done to his body. And I mean, it was just horrific, the things that he went through. And God initiated healing for us even before Jesus went to the cross. In Isaiah chapter 53, it says that by his stripes, we are healed. We were healed. We are healed. And so if we were healed, we are healed. And so Jesus initiated that with the stripes that he took on his back. You know, I've heard it said here just recently that, you know, that we should just be thankful for God's grace, and we should. You know, God's grace is important, and it's needed, and we love God's grace. There's no undermining that, but God doesn't give us grace to suffer through sickness. Guys, God had initiated the healing covenant in Jesus whenever those cat o' nine tails ripped into his back. And so it's a slap in the face of Jesus if we sit there and we say that we just need to suffer and just to learn what God wants us to learn through sickness. Because guys, God doesn't need the devil to teach us anything. The devil is bad. He's against us. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And whenever you start and allow yourself to suffer from things that God doesn't want us to suffer from, you're missing out on that healing that Jesus provided for us, that Jesus died so that way we could have. So the stripes that was taken on his back. And so many times that people think that if they just last and hold on long enough, that God's going to drop this healing. But guys, God did everything he's going to do for our healing whenever Jesus took those stripes. Now God's just waiting on us to receive it in faith. And so I just want to encourage you, don't give up on trusting God and believing God and receive your healing. The moment that you believe you receive, you have it. Regardless of what you feel like, regardless of what's going on in your body, you have healing. And it just has to manifest in your body. So don't give up. God did promise healing. God provided the way for us to have healing. And we should never, ever go back on that. We should never, ever sit there and say the word is not true because, you know, circumstances show us otherwise. Circumstances never dictate the truth. The truth will always dictate to the circumstances. So don't ever listen to somebody who will sit there and tell you that God will not heal you, because God already has healed you. You just have to receive it by faith. And the first step in receiving healing, a lot of people, they may not receive it because they won't even do the first step. They won't get into the scriptures and they won't find what the Bible says about healing and meditate on those scriptures and feed their faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 very clearly says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So if we want to build our faith, we need to get in the word and find out what God's word really says on healing. Not listen to some ignorant preacher that thinks that he knows what he's talking about. So guys, if anybody's telling you that God didn't promise healing or God doesn't want to heal you, they're lying to you, they're wrong. They may not have bad intentions, but guys, they're wrong. Jesus provided that the moment he took those cat o' nine tails, and those cat o' nine tails were nothing to be laughed at. They were leather straps with glass, bone, and anything else they could find to tie onto those straps that not only took and whipped him, but it dug into his back and it spilt his blood so that way you could be healed. So receive your healing today. Meditate on the word. Find out what God's word says. You know, we've personally had the opportunity to pray for two people that have had the COVID-19, and within 2 days they were completely fever-free, symptom-free. Everything was fine with them. And so guys, we know that God will do the same thing for you, but you have to know what the word says on it and stop listening to other people. Stop being fed wrong things. We're over that. We choose that, and we're responsible to make sure that we're fed the right things. So guys, on this Good Friday, just remember that the covenant, even before salvation was provided, healing was provided for you, and you can receive your healing today. Build your faith, increase your faith in Him, and the moment you believe you receive, you have it. God bless you guys. Enjoy Resurrection Sunday as we celebrate the life of Jesus. And just enjoy Him, enjoy one another, and just enjoy the life that He has come to give us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kingdom Life Podcast. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. You can also help us be heard by rating it and leaving a review. For other resources, please visit www.andygreenministries.com. Thank you for listening.